AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden spoke for 2 hours with China's President Xi Jinping. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they talked about Russia and whether China will help Russia in Ukraine.
We have that concern. The president detailed, what the implications and consequences would be if China provides material support to Russia.
Psaki wouldn't go into detail, but said the call was a detailed engagement. Russian strikes continue in Kyiv and in the West. Ukraine's interior minister tells the AP it will take years to defuse unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. Poland's border agency says 2 million Ukrainian refugees are now in the country.
An EU nation of some 38 million people, Poland has become the main destination for people fleeing war in neighboring non-EU Ukraine, with which Poland shares 335 miles of border. The first refugees, arriving on February 24, when Russian troops invaded the country, are chiefly women and children, because men aged 18 to 60 have been banned from leaving to be available to fight in the country's defense. For a full figure, the UN's refugee agency, the UNHCR, says more than 3.27 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia's attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
CENTCOM's General Frank McKenzie says there are no signs Russia is pulling any of its troops out of Syria to go to Ukraine. He was asked about the U.S.-Russia relationship in Syria.
We can always contact them if we have a problem. They'll always pick up the phone, and we feel that we respond in kind to them. So that relationship has been very, very professional.
South Carolina has given the green light to firing squad executions. The method was codified into state law last year after a decade-long pause in carrying out the death sentence over the state's inability to procure lethal injection drugs. The Dow finished up 274 points. This is AP News. An Arkansas policeman has been sentenced for the death of a teenager.
A former Arkansas deputy has been convicted of negligent homicide and sentenced to a year in jail for fatally shooting an unarmed white teenager. That death last year drew the attention of national civil rights leaders. Michael Davis, who's also white, was acquitted of the more serious offense of manslaughter, while the jury found him guilty of the misdemeanor charge in the death of 17-year-old Hunter Britton during a June 23rd traffic stop. I'm Shelley Adler.
Texas Tech, Ohio State, and Villanova are among the winners on day two of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Purdue defeated Yale. Auburn won its 10th straight NCAA tournament opener. Ohio State beat Loyola of Chicago handily. Sister Jean, Loyola's 102-year-old chaplain, led the Ramblers in a pregame prayer and took in the school's third NCAA appearance in 5 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.